Theology proper, question 2. List and develop 5 attributes of God and how they relate to the believer's life and counseling. My response. It is challenging in the space allowed to describe God's attributes adequately and thoroughly. So much needs to be said about his holiness, providence, love, wisdom, justice, patience, and more. For the sake of space and relevance to the question, God's sovereignty, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, and graciousness will be the topics briefly explained. God's sovereignty simply means he is in total control of all things. In the end, all will come to see that Christ is, quote, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, end quote. Revelation 17, verse 14, Revelation 19, verse 16. He is infallibly above all fallible authority. The Father has put, quote, all things in subjection under his feet, end quote. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 25 through 27, Ephesians 1, verse 22, and Hebrews 2, verse 8. We read that, quote, our God is in the heavens, he does whatever he pleases, end quote. And, quote, the Lord has made everything for its own purpose, end quote. Psalm 115, verse 3, and Proverbs 16, verse 4. Believers who've received God's grace can rest and trust in God because he is totally in control and knows all things. Grace can simply mean an undeserved gift. Sinful man deserves God's eternal wrath for violating his holy standards. Cross-reference Romans 3, verse 23, or Romans 6, verse 23. He does not deserve God's blessings. Yet God, through Christ's perfect life, death, and resurrection, has imputed Christ's perfect righteousness to the believer's account as a result of taking the believer's punishment out on Jesus at the cross, which Christ did willingly. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. This is the grace of God in justifying a sinner. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. His amazing, undeserved grace goes even further. God sanctifies, meaning conforms a believer into the image of Jesus, progressively through the duration of his or her earthly life. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 22. This is where God's omniscience, sovereignty, and grace means so much to a believer. Because, quote, God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to be conformed to the image of his Son, end quote. Romans 8, verses 28 through 29. We know that God is allowing even trials for our good. Believers can rest in A, God knows the circumstances, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4, and 13 through 6. And B, he has the power and control to change it if he so desires. But C, he chose to allow it in order to graciously sanctify you into the image of Jesus Christ. This answers the question, why does God allow these things to happen in my life? To complete the picture of God's grace in a believer's life, we must be prepared to answer, where was God in this? Or, was this too much for God? These questions must be correctly handled by explaining God is omnipresent, meaning everywhere at once, and omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. David acknowledges that there's nowhere he can go without God being present in Psalm 139. He states that God is, quote, is in, quote, heaven, Sheol, the remotest part of the sea, and even in my mother's womb, verses 7 through 9 and 13, end quote. Believers are graciously being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, who permanently lives in them upon salvation. Believers have God with them everywhere they go. Furthermore, God is everywhere all at the same time. So the answer to the believer's question, where was God, is God was with you and was right there with you the whole time, and he still is. The omnipotent God we serve can do nothing. Correction. The omnipotent God we serve can do anything, even that which we perceive to be impossible. Matthew 19, verse 26. God created the universe out of nothing. Genesis 1, verse 1 through 2. Certainly, he could change any circumstance about our lives with ease. However, we do not exist so that God can meet our wants. He does promise to meet our essential needs. Matthew 6, verse 25 through 34. But most importantly, we exist to glorify him. We glorify Him best when we are like Jesus, because Jesus perfectly obeyed. God will work out, quote, all things to the counsel of His will, end quote, Ephesians 1, verse 11. Therefore, if God could have changed it, and yet He didn't, we can only conclude that He is indeed being gracious and allowing such circumstances to allow us into the image of Christ. The result is that we more greatly glorify God when we trust Him through the trials and live out faith. That is His sovereign will. Knowing God's attributes is much more than merely understanding God. It must result in faith and thankfulness to a God who cares, provides comfort, and is intimately involved in every detail for the good of His children, so that we may worship and obey like Jesus Christ.